Day 6014. I am 40 minutes away from her. It's Sunday, so I decide to see what Reverend Poole is up to. Orlando, the boy whose body I'm in, rarely wakes before noon on Sunday. So if I keep my typing quiet, his parents will leave me alone. Reverend Poole has set up a website for people to tell their stories of possession. Already, there are hundreds of posts and videos. Nathan's post is perfunctory, as if it's been summarized from his earlier statements. He has not made a video. I don't learn anything new. Other stories are more elaborate. Some are clearly the work of nutjobs, clinically paranoid people who need professional help, not arenas in which to vent their hyperbolic conspiracy theories. Other testimonials, however, are almost painfully sincere. There's a woman who genuinely feels that Satan struck her at the checkout line in the supermarket, filling her with the urge to steal. And there's a man whose son killed himself, who believes that the son must have been possessed by real demons, rather than fighting the more metaphorical ones inside. Since I only inhabit people around my age, I look for the teenagers. Poole must screen each and everything that appears on the site, because there's no parody, no sarcasm. So teenagers are few and far between. There is one, however, from Montana, whose story makes me shiver. He says he was possessed, but only for one day. Nothing major happened, but he knows he wasn't in control of his body. I have never been to Montana. I'm sure of it. But what he's describing is a lot like what I do. There is a link on Poole's site. If you believe the devil is within you, click here or call this number. But if the devil is truly within you, why would he click or call? I go on my old email and find that Nathan's tried to get in touch with me again. No proof, then? Get help. He even attaches the link to Poole's page. I want to write back to him and point out that he and I just talked the other day. I want him to ask his friend AJ how his Monday was. I want him to fear that I could be there at any moment in any person. No, I think, don't feel that way. It was so much easier when I didn't want anything. Not getting what you want can make you cruel. I check my other email and find another message from Rhiannon. She tells me vaguely about her weekend and asks me vaguely about my weekend. I try to sleep for the rest of the day.